Hey, Nuna?
Yeah.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I tried. I was like, hold on, let me read this like three times before I say anything.
Sorry.
All right. My name's John. I'm the director here. Tara said that your spouse is also on the line with us?
Yes. Yes.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
It's Moses.
Moses.
Wally? Oh, Moses. Moses.
Moses.
I don't know how I got
Moses.
Wally.
M-O-S-E-S.
Like the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good man right there. All right. So, I got a Red Sea for you to part here. No. It's a red carpet. You got to put it. My name is John. I'm the director. Tara wanted me to go over some pricing with you guys and see what I could do about putting together a package to knock out some other things for you. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
Okay. She said you did the search, though, so you've looked up carpet cleaning in your area before or currently?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we just did one. Mm.
Okay. So you see the three guys that show up there next to the map?
Yes.
On Google? Okay. That's where we're talking about listing M&N Seal Cleaners, LLC.
Okay.
So we were notified that one of these positions became available, and usually when that happens, Google will give us a list of the companies that they feel are qualified for the placement.
Mm-hmm.
And then my reps like Tara that you were just talking to, they're helping me. We're calling out into the qualified candidates list. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the opening. Once we fill the spot, we're closing out the category, so we can't work with any other carpet cleaning companies in this area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So a carpet stream didn't, you know, they're not so much better than you guys. You know, they just got a call like this one day. That's how they got the spot. Same thing with Righteous Cleaning Services. But Tara told me that you guys are doing Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yep.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's fine.
Okay. That tells me a lot. I mean, if you guys could do anything with those leads, then I know you'll do good on the first page. Home Advisor by Angie's, they pay for a spot on the first page. If you scroll down a little further, you'll see, like, top 10 best carpet cleaners on Angie's.com or Angie's list.
Okay.
And basically what they do is they put themselves on Google, but if somebody clicks on that form and fills it out, they'll sell the lead to, like, three or four companies in the area. And they charge you the lead fee, whether you get it or not. So with this, since we're listing you independently, you don't have that problem. The customers can just call you directly, and we don't charge you per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate. So you just pay us month to month to keep you up there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, yeah.
And then we would also build you your own .com website. So you'll have your own... like M&N Seal Cleaners LLC.com. And that'll be attached to the listing with your logo and like pictures of work that you guys maybe have done in the past and before and after pictures, things like that.
Okay.
But they'll be able to use that as a reference point. And then, also because we're partnered with Google, we do an advanced form of verification for your business. So you'll actually end up a top option, not just on Google, but the other search engines that reference Google. Things like Bing, Amazon Alexa, and Apple and Safari for the iPhones. All their search results pages default to the Google top recommended guides that you see locally there. So you'll actually be a top option on those platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then there's a popular directory submission that we would do for you also. So the popular directories are things like Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few. The idea here, you guys, is to cover all your bases, so that way you don't have like 10 different bills floating around that have to do with marketing, advertising, and your website, you know. It's just one flat monthly rate, and everything's kind of packaged into one with one team of customer service here that's, you know, got 20 years experience and partnered with Google directly. So our goal really each month is to generate as many customers as we can for you, so that way you don't have a problem to come back and keep using our services every month. Okay. So typically this package that I'm offering you with all these extra bells and whistles, it's called a platinum package. So it usually costs $499 on our website, but because of your guys' new in business credit that Tara requested, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I can reduce the rate down to just $299. And then I could lock you in at that price. So it'll stay $299 as long as you're with us. It's not just the first month. Mm-hmm. And then there's no other charges. So that's all you pay each month. It's just the one-time payment of $299. You're not going to get any other lead fees or click fees or call fees or anything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's an in-depth tracking system, and it's called a CRM, our client relationship management system. Have you guys heard of that before?
No.
Oh, okay. So this is a really important tool for a lot of business owners. You know,
you
the client,
what? Client relationship what?
Management. Client relationship management, CRM. It's CRM. Okay. And most business owners have some kind of digital CRM where they're able to keep track of all their clients. You know, it's not just like receipts, like it's their name, their phone number, their address, if it's somebody that you worked with in the past. So that way you have kind of like a documented history. And then also if you're missing calls, you can go back in there and you could call these people back. And so that way you kind of have like a documented history of who you worked with, when, and if you're missing calls, you can call those people back. You're not missing your opportunities, you know, when you guys are available. And that's okay. Huge. That's a part of the tracking system. You could also request reviews from past customers and clients that you just had to write a Google review. It sends them like a little text message with a star rating, asks them to put the star rating up there and write a little review on your company. So that way you start building up your reviews and reputation. So sounds complicated because all the things that it does is really complicated if you try to do it the old school way where you write everything down on a piece of paper or put it in like a, you know, have a bookkeeper.
That's
yeah,
right.
It is very complicated. Yeah, but this way it's all simplified there in the form of an app. You guys can just log into it, username, password. It has everything right there for the business. And we do a Google Advanced Verification, as I've been trying to say that throughout the call. But basically what that means is there's a form that you fill out that, you know, you'll put your license, insurance, business registration in there, and you send it over to Google and some other things that they ask for. But they'll verify your business, and then they post it. So now people are able to see you as almost like a digital business card. Not just when they're looking up your name, that's actually what they're going to see when they look up your services as well. So you only have
that's
to get Google verified.
This is the one you guys took the day before yesterday, right? Our car information and stuff like that?
Right, the verification form. So we get that processed, and then once it's processed, you guys never have to get Google verified again. So you'll always exist
okay.
on Google. They'll still be able to write those reviews. So even if you leave our services later, all this stuff that we're doing for you, you know, are long-term tools that your business is going to be able to keep, and it'll add a lot of credibility for them to be able to verify your business, to look you up, you know that you're real, know that you have a track record, and be able to see, like, things that you've done in the past. You know, it just helps. People won't have to question what you could do or what your ability is. And by the time that they call you, it's basically a done deal. It's just a scheduling issue. We try to give them all the tools they need to make their decision. So by the time they place the call, they're basically ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if I could approve that pricing structure for you guys at $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for M&N? Steel Cleaning LLC? Steel Cleaners
Steel
LLC?
99, one step more. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
300 a month. And so the 400, what was it for? Oh, today's just a discount.
No, it's usually 499. I reduced the price to 299.
Oh,
so,
okay, which is 300.
Exactly. So instead of you paying 5, you're paying 3. And then I've locked you in at that deal. So if you want to keep using it every month, you'll keep that same price. We send that to you in writing as a part of your service agreement. So basically, I'm going to save you $200 every month, not just this month.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's also, like I said, there's a service agreement, so you'll get it all in writing, and then there's a form that you'll need to fill out and send in. And then we'll also do an interview with you guys where we'll go over all the services you provide, the area you cover. You know, we'll get the domain name for your website purchased, make sure the website looks how you want it to look, you know, so we'll get an idea on what you'd like to have there so it represents you guys properly attached to the listing. So the client interview appointment is only about 30 minutes. We ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have any extra questions, but it's pretty easy. You know, it's just set questions. They'll walk you through it step by step.
Okay.
All right. So if you guys are ready to go, I just got to create the Google business profile and verify it. We already have a lot of this stuff from what you guys have submitted already, but I just want to verify, make sure there's no discrepancies there or changes. So they have you at a 99 Denise Drive, Apartment C in Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to hide that address online, Moses?
Yeah.
Yeah. People aren't coming to you, right? You're always going to them.
Yeah.
So I don't think you really need to have it displayed there unless you
want
it.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Okay.
No.
I got you. Yeah, right now they had it set to be displayed, and I'm going, I don't think that's the best idea. especially if it's a residence, you know. And then what's your guys' last name?
T-O-R.
T-O-R?
Yes.
P or T?
T as in Tom.
Yeah.
T as in Tom. Okay. So it's Nuna and Moses? Tor.
Nuna and Soro. S-O-R-O.
S-O-R-O? Soro.
Yes.
Okay. My apologies. Yes. I assumed you two were together.
We are together, but just the names are a little bit different.
No, no worries. You're like two peas in a pod. You practically sound like you're married already. You guys get along better than me and my wife. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we just...
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, my lady, she did that for a long time, too, where she always still used her old name. That's just how everybody knew her. But I kind of talked her out of it. I'm like, you know... But how long I've been paying all your bills and taking care of you, you can at least use my last name. She was okay.
thank you for talking to Nuna.
I told her, because we have two boys, and I said, look, we all have the last name, you know, so you might as well have the same last name. She goes, okay. All right. And then I did find this old website here, cleaningserviceburlington.com. Did you guys know about
is
this?
It on... No.
No.
Okay.
We are M&N.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, but this is... Yeah, it is. It
and
is under you guys. Yes. Yes. Here, let me... Let me show you.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second here.
Maybe they
I'm going to send you a text message with a link. Okay. All you got to do is click on that. But yeah, this says every nook and cranny counts, it says. Ensuring meticulous office and commercial cleaning that leaves no corner untouched.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is a site map. Looks like it was built recently. And it has Nuna's email there, nuna9389@hotmail.com.
Yeah. The thing is, when I first started, I was looking, you know, for the right website and things like this. I tried to create, you know, but this right here, I don't know, because I tried to use my Gmail, which it keeps on asking. Yeah.
You didn't put M and N.
Yeah, but it says cleaner, so yeah. I don't know how come.
So they didn't have the complete name.
Yeah.
Okay. They have the logo there, though. That's your guys' logo, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, I have approval to get you a new site. If you don't want to use that site, we could build a brand new one. It's no extra charge, but if you're already paying for this one somehow, then we definitely want to use that one, so that way it's in position to make you guys some money back from whatever it costs you to build that.
No, we want everything to be from the beginning because we don't know about this. Yeah.
Okay. Then is the number on that that's I didn't see that one. 336-537-1107?
No.
No? You don't know that number at all, Moses?
Oh, yes, hold on. Is it the Google number?
What was the number?
336-537-1107.
Hold on. Yeah, there's a number they gave me last time. Let me see. That's what you're
okay. Thinking. Oh, it could be a Google tracking number.
Yeah, the tracking number, yeah.
Okay.
And then
so maybe
we have...
it's very likely that they built this for you guys for free. Because when we do Google business profiles and Google advertising, Google tells us that we can give you the website. So I think maybe when she had requested it, they had just kind of thrown this together for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the one. That's the one you're talking about, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll customize a new one for you, unless
it's
you like that one.
Let me give this number. Here's the number they gave me, 336-537-1107.
Okay. Yeah, that's the Google Voice number, it says. So that number is just a fake phone. Like it, the number should still call you on this phone number that we're on, though, if somebody calls it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like a fake, like smoke, you know. They see that, they call that, but it goes to you. And then when it goes to you, it should be like a caller ID system. So that way you know, hey, this is someone calling me about work, not my nephew or something, you know.
Okay.
All right. So I have the account created. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Eight to seven.
Honestly, yes. Moses, I like to leave it as open as possible just because it's phone calls. Mm-hmm. It's not that they expect you guys to work during this time, but there is a little open and closed icon that they will see on your Google business profile. And so I always say that, you know, your customers are going to be regular working people like you and I. Likely they're going to work 9 to 5. And maybe they won't have a chance to talk to you until after 5, when they, you know, the wife comes home and tells them, hey, your boys destroyed the carpet, right? Like my kids. And so now I go online and I see one guy, oh, he's closed at 5, and there's another guy, though, he's open till 8. I'm going to call the guy that's open at 8, you know, and I'll leave a check in the box and I'll tell him, hey, you know, my wife will be there with my kids. Come by tomorrow. The check's in the box and you guys can take care of it from there. So it's up to you guys. So it's really about how you want the business listed and if you want to deal with conversations with people that late, it's up to you.
Okay. Let's say 8 to 7 or 7 to 7. That's it.
Okay. I like 7 to 7. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Because it's just for phone calls. And then we can go, you go Monday through Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll go Sunday closed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever want to change this, I'll send you guys a text right now with my direct number and extension. And we also have a 24/7 customer service. Okay, so if you ever need help or you want to change something, you guys don't have to hop on a computer or do anything fancy. You just call us and let us know what it is. And we have a team of representatives that will be able to get into the online listings and fix it for you.
All right.
And make your life easy. That way you could just focus on the customers and getting good reviews.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here comes the phone number. Right, and I'm also going to send you the Google verification form. Nuna, it looks like most of the verification was done, but not finished. Did you ever get a postcard in the mail from Google?
No.
No? Never?
Not yet. Never.
Okay. I'll send it right now. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get to you in the mail. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where your business is. Obviously, I've hidden your address, so you don't have to worry about them seeing your address or showing up there. But I do need that number in order to verify your business. Otherwise, Google will never show it to people until it's verified. So it's very important.
Yeah, I had to say something like that, but...
Maybe it didn't come. Sometimes what happens, like if you're not doing an ad, they lollygag it, you know. They don't really jump on it unless they know, like, hey, this business is needs the verification to do an ad on the first page because there's money involved. Then they jump on it, you know. But if you're just trying to verify the business listings, they throw it into like this slower process. It doesn't really have the urgency. Sometimes it takes like a month to complete. It's like super slow. It's just an automated system. And if they're missing anything, they want you to send in these pictures and then might take another 30 days, you know. So we'll fast track that. We're partnered with Google. We've been partnered with Google for 20 years and we're right across the street from them here in Southern California. So we'll get you guys verified pretty quickly. The slowest part of the verification is going to be that postcard, though. Typically takes 5 to 7 days to get. So you guys won't actually see yourself on the first page until that verification is completed, though. I want to be really transparent about that. I sign you up today. We'll start working on everything today, but you probably won't start feeling the effects of it for about a week, 2 weeks at worst. Is that okay?
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just because you have to go through that process. Once you're verified, like I said, you'll never have to get verified again. So even if you leave our services, you'll still stay a Google verified business. They just won't see you on the first page anymore. Not that you're going to leave, right? But just to be transparent with you. And then unless you guys move to like a different area or something, then we'd have to do that process over again. But you should be fine with just this. I don't think you guys are planning on moving anytime soon, right?
No.
Okay, good. All right. So I have your account created. Did you get those two text messages that I sent over? Should have my direct number in there. And there should also be one that will say local splash. And it'll say Nuna to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require some additional information to receive further or to proceed further. And I'll have a little link in there for the Google verification.
Okay. And then the best time to call you guys is Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's Pacific Standard Time, so it's going to be 10 to 7 your time. But if you dial that same number and you hit my extension 544 in the other text, that'll call me directly. Or if you dial the same number and you hit extension 1, you could actually call at any time. It could be after hours, too. We have 24/7 customer service available to you if you hit extension 1.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you guys need any help, but I'm here with you, but there's also a team. Our company is very big. We have about 450 people that work here. So,
yeah,
we're right next
to you. I'm seeing there's another number here is also from you guys, and this is a new number that you got too. Yeah.
It's a different phone number?
Here is 702, yeah, 702.
Oh, no, no, no. So, yeah, the one that, that you're on right now is from my representative, Tara's computer. So she called you through, it's Google recording. Like, they have you on a recorded line. They record all our conversations when we talk to a business owner. So that way they can make sure we're not, like, lying to you guys or telling you something we're not supposed to say. So when she calls you, she calls through a voice over internet system. It's called Google Voice. And then it just generates a number that's local to your area. So that phone number, if you call it back, it'll still forward like your Google tracking number to our 877 line. But that's not the actual main phone number. The main phone number is that 877 line.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Does that make sense? That's a Google-generated business line for your area. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then let me go to client interview. So for client interviews, what would be the best time where I could interview you guys tomorrow?
4.
4?
Oh, you guys are closing at 4. So let's make it 3.
Well, we close at 4 Pacific time, Nuna. So your time, we can do 4 to 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Behind you. Yeah. So that's only 1 to 2 hour time. Okay. I got you. I'm going to send you guys a text message at 3 your time, just 1 hour before, just as a reminder. Okay. If anything changes where you can't make it, just let me know, and then we could always reschedule. But I want to make sure we get the client interview done as soon as possible, so that way we can get your verification done, get your website up and running, and put you guys in position to start making money, right? You're not going to see money back until the customers have already came in and you guys have completed the job. So we want to get things going fast here.
Yep.
All right. Well before the next payment rolls around. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Do you need it today or we make it tomorrow?
Oh, we
or
do it
for
today.
Next month?
No, yeah, okay. I'll secure the payment with you now. Yep. And then the next payment won't be due until December 21st. And then if you guys want to continue to use the services, you'll keep the $299 price. It'll just be reoccurring each month on the 21st. And then it tells you in your service agreement you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you decide to discontinue one day, let us know before the next payment goes through so we could stop it from automatically charging you.
Okay. All right. So I will have to go get my card, but Go ahead, and I'm going to let you continue with my husband while I'm going down.
Okay, sounds good.
She'll be back in a minute.
No worries, Moses. So just to be, while she's doing that, though, just to have get a firm grasp on each step, okay? So we're going to sign you guys up today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The client interview is scheduled for tomorrow. So we'll do the client interview with you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. When I clear your payment right now, you're going to get a text message, kind of like the Google verification form that I already sent to her. But this one will have an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have everything that we're doing for you, all the products and features, the website, the first page placement on Google, the discounts, and then the billing date and cancellation. It'll all be outlined there in writing. They'll also send you an invoice receipt automatically, too, so that way you could write it off as a business expense later. And then they'll send you a username and a password for your CRM, your client relationship management system. And you guys can log into that. Now, if you have any trouble with this, I don't know how tech savvy you are, but I do have some clients that I work with that are up there in their ears, you know. And if you're having any trouble with the technology, just call in. Always remember, like, save my number, save the customer service line. You guys can call in. Like I said, we have guys available to you around the clock. We want to make sure that the service is working, that nothing gets missed. Because if it's not working and you're not getting paid, then we're not going to get paid next month, right? So.
That's right. That's true. We're okay with it. So unless there's something complicated, we call for customer service. Otherwise, we can just follow the instructions and do what is right.
Exactly. It's fairly self-explanatory. But also, you don't want to forget that PIN. You know, there's kind of a long period of time between the tomorrow when you finish the client interview to probably about next Friday, like the day after Thanksgiving, where you'll probably receive that PIN in the mail there. So there's a big time period there. When you guys get that PIN, don't forget that we need that little number on the back. So we'll communicate with you around that time just to make sure you got it and to get things going. But don't throw it away. You know, I've had people, their wife, who's, oh, I thought it was just a piece of junk.
No, my wife is like, don't worry, I'll eat less turkey, not too much.
you know what I did yesterday? My wife got so mad. I came in. I said, "Okay, so Thanksgiving morning, I booked some golf." She go, "Oh God!" So I said, "You can cook and everything ready. I'm gonna go play golf real early. I'll come home, eat some turkey, and sleep, and that's it. Maybe watch football."
Yeah, it's a perfect day. That's right. Yeah, she's back here.
All right. Hi, Nuna. I'm ready for you.
Give me the number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's 405-6-10-10-03-48-5977.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
11/27.
Okay. And 3-digit code on the back.
929.
Okay. All right. And then I was telling Moses, I'm going to send you everything in writing. So you're going to get a receipt right now. And then they'll also send you your username and password for your tracking system. And they'll have an outline of the agreement with the website, everything included. So that way you guys have it documented with your receipt, everything that we're doing for you for the price. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. Hang on the line with me just a second. I'll get it all over to you. It's kind of automated. So usually I've already created the account. Once I submit your payment through the machine, that's why I was saying we needed the payment to secure the spot. Once I run the payment through the machine, it'll auto-generate all these things for you. It's not like we manually do it. Yeah, Google has a process set up that we just put your information in and they'll know, okay, you're getting the spot. Here's your receipt. Okay. Now, this card, is it under M&N Seal Cleaners LLC, Nuna?
No, it's my personal.
Okay, so it just says Nuna Soro on it?
No, it's the name is Nuna Ator.
Oh, Ator. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's A-T-O-R?
Yes.
Got it.
So there is a middle initial is A. Nuna
oh.
A and then
Tor. Okay. I had it as Moses Tor and Nuna Soro. Did I do that wrong?
Yes, reverse it.
Got it. Okay. So it really should be Moses and Nuna Soro.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got it. All right. That's funny.
That's true.
Yeah. I had it the other way around. I had it Moses Torah and the Sora. Okay, I got you. Okay, so here comes the receipts and everything in writing. They just sent me the notification that the payment has cleared. Okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, so there's some text that'll come through. They just sent me the notification, though, that your payment has cleared.
Good.
All right. So let me know when you guys get this, and then we're almost done until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay, the copy of my invoice. Okay, to the email.
Yep. That's file. It. Okay. So you'll have an outline of the agreement there in writing. And then you'll have the receipt. They're going to send you a username and password for your account dashboard tracking system and CRM. It's all the same thing. It sounds fancy because it does multiple different things, but it's just one app that you can download or you can visit it on your PC, and then you'll have the username and password. You can log in there and keep track of all your customers and everything, request reviews through there. But I don't want to overwhelm you guys, okay? So I want to keep it real simple. We'll just go one step at a time. You do want to sign the outline of the agreement, and then obviously that verification form that I showed you earlier, Nuna, where it says pictures needed for Google verification, try to work on that this evening. Just those two things. And then tomorrow at 4, we'll call you back, and then we'll walk you through the client interview and getting your website set up, okay? But right now, I just want you to focus on those two things, just signing the Google service agreement and the Google verification form.
Okay.
Okay. I was telling Moses when you were gone, we have 400 and something odd people that work here. I think it's like 450. It might be like 430 now. I don't know. But I know it's over 400. And we have a 24/7 customer service department. You guys have my direct number, but if you have any questions, comments, concerns, even if it's after hours, and I'm not available, always call in. Okay. We don't want you guys feeling like you're stuck or that you're missing something. The whole point of the service is to make sure that you guys can benefit from being on Google without having to know all these things and get on the computer and do all these things, right? We're a team. If you guys aren't getting paid, we're not going to get paid, is what I was telling them. Right? Yeah. If there's anything that you guys need help with, even if it's outside of some of the services we provide, if it's something that we can help you with, we will. You know, we want your business to succeed at the end of the day, and so does Google. We want to build a relationship where we could work with you guys for years, not just 1 or 2 months. Okay?
But
that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you to aboard to our local Splash team here. I want to say thank you for signing up with us today. I will let you two enjoy your evening, work on changing Nuna's last name to Sora.
Yeah.
And,
we'll definitely get there. I got a weakness right now.
Yeah, there you go. you keep nudging her. One of the days she'll like, okay.
My hand on you all your work.
You gotta be persistent. You keep chasing her like it was the first day. You know.
I will. I'm talking from experience, guy. Don't worry.
Yeah.
All right.
Enjoy your evening, okay? And then we will circle back with you tomorrow at 4 for your client interview.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. You're very welcome. Good night, you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.